After months of delays and a pair of derailments, Amtrak will be speeding up repairs to Penn Station tracks this summer. WNYC Stephen Nesson visited the site where an immense amount of work is about to take place.
My guide on this journey is Mike DiCataldo, an Amtrak VP.
It's loud, it's noisy. Tracks are in service, so trains will be going by us. So be careful, be cognizant that a train could be coming either at you or behind you.
Past the authorized personnel only sign at the end of platforms 11 and 12 is the belly of the beast. The so-called A interlocking. It's a messy squiggle of shiny tracks and switches that route NJ Transit and Amtrak trains in and out of the station. DiCataldo compares it to a highway.
You put your blinker on, you turn to go over. For the railroad, the train dispatcher decides which track to put the train on.
There's a sunlight-filled tunnel to Manhattan on the right and a dark tunnel to New Jersey on the left.
That is the area where predominantly we will be doing the major work this summer.
Amtrak will spend 6 intensive weeks working around the clock replacing ties and tracks. The work was originally scheduled to be done on weekends over the next several years, but it's being accelerated because of recent problems. One reason Amtrak says it needs to close 3 tracks at a time for this is because it's replacing ties. A normal railroad tie is about 8 feet long. But the A interlocking uses 28-foot-long pieces of timber, which requires shutting down several tracks to install. As if on cue to demonstrate how tricky it is to maneuver here, a New Jersey Transit train appears in the tunnel, while another train is preparing to head back.
So what happens now is the train coming out may have to wait for this person to clear that route. So right now there's a lot of flexibility to do that. When we begin to remove those components, that flexibility goes away.
This is why there will be a 20 to 25% reduction in service this summer. New Jersey Transit riders may be hurt worse than others, although Amtrak and Long Island Railroad aren't immune. With 1,300 trains a day passing through Penn and only 21 tracks, losing 3 of them isn't easy. After the summer's intensive work is done, still more work will continue on weekends through 2018. Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.